The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, asks a question. If you have an Eved Ivri who happens to be a Kohen, Ma'a Shiyim Slay Rabbi Shivcha Kananis. Can the Eved Ivri who is a Kohen, as we've been learning in the Sugyas about Eved Ivri, an Eved Ivri owner may give him a Shivcha Kananis? The question is, what is the Halacha if the Eved Ivri happens to be a Kohen? Do we say chiddushu? There's a chiddush that Yisrael, who is a Eved Ivri, even though normally, of course, a Yisrael may not live with a non-Jew. Chiddushu, the Torah was mechadish, that an Eved Ivri is an exception to the rule, and therefore that applies loishna kahana v'loishna Yisrael. It makes no difference if the Eved Ivri is a kohen or not. Oidil mishani kahanim, maybe Kohanim ought to be treated differently. Hoyel v'riba ben akosav mitzvah yaseris. We know Kohanim are treated differently. So the Gemara says, Rav ama muta, Shmuel ama asur. And the Gemara brings a raya that the Braisa says that an every Kohen can't become a nirza, because by doing the ritzia, by doing the making the hole in his ear, he becomes a balmum. Now, if the halacha is that every kohen doesn't marry a shivcha, so the question ought to be moot, because the Eved Ivri before the ritzia is supposed to say, "Hafti asadoni v'sishti v'sponai lo yetze chavshi," but he didn't marry a shivcha. He didn't have children if he's not allowed to marry a shivcha kananis. Vesuli midi. From here we have a raya clear, says the Gemara, that an Eved Ivri may marry, the Eved Ivri, a Kohen could be an Eved Ivri, and not only could a Kohen be an Eved Ivri, but a Kohen, Eved Ivri, can marry a Shivcha Kananis. As many Mefarshim, Rishoinim, that the halacha is that one is not allowed to mistreat a kohen. One has to be careful with the way he treats a kohen. So how could we ever have a situation where a kohen is an eved ivri? Forget about the issue if he can marry the shivcha kananis. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Brachos Perches Halacha Hey says hamishtamish b'kuhuna mol. So how could ever ever happen? So, some explain, the Mishnah Melech says, based on a Rivosh, that a Kohen who's on Ma'aretz, there's no din that there's also l'shtamish b'Kohen. So this Kohen in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, who's being sold, who's sold as an Eved Ivri, is an Ma'aretz. The Makna gives a different Teretz. The Makna says that the halacha, that one has to be careful with a kohen, was only said to Yisraelim. But one kohen could treat another kohen that way. And that's what our Mishnah is referring to, our Gemara is referring to. That one kohen was sold to another kohen. The Machsa Shekel, however, in Oyre Chaim, Simin Kuf Chav Ches Sif Katan Hei, says that that's not true. The halacha that you have to be careful how a kohen is treated was not only said to Yisraelim, it was even said to the Kohanim. The Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest that the din of treating Kohanim with this covered was only said to Kohanim who are not Baal Mum. A kohen who's a Baal Mum is anyway not royal avoider, cannot do the avoider, and therefore this halacha does not apply to him. But the Mordechai in Masechta Gittin quotes a Rabbeinu Petter, a Rishon, that says that the halacha that we have to treat a kohen with respect is only in a situation where the kohen is not moichel on his covet. But if the kohen is moichel on his covet, there's no problem. And in fact, he says that this is the reason where the Rishayim quote a story where there was a Kohen who poured water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. And the question was, how could he be mishtamish b'kayin? And the answer is, Rabbeinu Tam said that nowadays the Kohanim don't wear the big day kahuna. The Kedusha of the Kohanim doesn't apply. So Rabbeinu Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, why only regarding this halacha is the halacha dependent on Kohanim wearing big day kahuna? And therefore, if a Kohen says Rabbeinu Peter, he disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that the reason Kohanim, but he says the reason Rabbeinu, that Kohen was allowed to do something on behalf of Rabbeinu Tam, because the Kohen was Michael and his covet. I actually saw the Rabbi Vadya Yosef in a tshuva in Chelik Vav, Ayre Chaim Simen Chafez, actually says that wasn't really Rabbeinu Tam's intention. Rabbeinu Tam's intention, says Rabbi Vadya Yosef, was really, and we'll discuss this later, is if the Kohen is the Rav is the Gadol Hador, if the Rav is, then the Kohen is allowed to do Avoda on his behalf. And that was the real reason Rabbeinu Tam allowed the Kohen to do Avoda on his behalf. However, Rabbeinu Tam was embarrassed to say that, so he gave an answer, even though that really wasn't what he meant. But getting back to Rabbeinu Peter says that if the Kohen is Michael, there is no problem. Ask them, Miches Chinuch, what Rabbeinu Peter said only works is if a Kohen was nirtza from his own free will. So he was Michael. But a Kohen that was sold by Bezdin, he wasn't Michael on his covet. Bezdin sold him because he didn't have the money to pay back for his geneva. So how did he ever become an Eved Ivri? Nobody becomes an Eved Ivri when Bezdin sells them because that's what they want. So the Miches Chinuch answers that this Kohen became an Eved Ivri when Bezdin sold him because he stole. So if somebody stole, he's a Baal Aveira. And a Baal Aveira, even if he's a Kohen, the Torah says, I'm not worried about his kahuna, he should be sold. The Smag has a different approach. He says the only time there's an issue of being mishtamish with a Kohen is if the Kohen is not being paid. But if the Kohen is being paid, then this whole issue doesn't begin. But the question is, a nirtza doesn't get paid. So how could a Kohen who's an Eved Ivri be a nirtza, as our Gemara just concluded? So the Matan explains what the Smag means to say is that since when a Kohen gets paid, there's no problem with the Kohen working on behalf of the Yisrael. So even in a case where he's not getting paid, we could be more lenient. The Miches Chinuch explains a little differently the opinion of the Smag. He says that why, if he's getting paid, is there a difference? What's shot in the Smag if he's getting paid or he's not getting paid? Says the Miches Chinuch, because he's getting paid, he's obviously moichel on his covet because he's getting paid. The same if he's agreeable to be nirtza, it's the same as if he's getting paid. The Rivash takes a different approach. The Rivash takes approach that a Kohen Miyuchas is the only one who's not allowed to do Avoida. A Kohen who's not a Miyuchas is different. And here we're speaking about someone who wasn't Miyuchas. So we've opened up a discussion about what we may or may not ask a Kohen to do on our behalf. And if we look at the remark at the end of Simen Kuf Chav Ches, says the Rama, this is the end of Simen Kuf Meches, Kuf Chav Chesif Mem Hei. Also, Shtamish B'Koin Afil B'Zman Hazeh. He says, even B'Zman Hazeh, where we're not 100% sure that the Kohanim are indeed Kohanim, we're not allowed to work with them. Davik K'moil B'Hegdish. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Pasuk says, regarding the Kohanim, V'Kidashtoi K'Eslechem Alekechu Makriv. And even though nowadays we don't have Kabbonis, he remains with his Kedusha, just like he can't marry Grusha, just like he can't become Tamei Lameisim. His Kedusha remains, and we have to treat him with that Kedusha. Imloy Mochalakach. But the Ramah says, if he was Moichel, that everything changes. And actually, the Magen Avraham, later in Simen Reish Aleph, says that this limud of Kidashtoi is a issa deraisa. It's not just an asmachta. It's a deraisa. And as there's a long tshuva about the subject in the Shaul of Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, Oyre Chaim Simen Tezvov, and he concludes that indeed it involves an issa deraisa. And therefore, he takes a very strict approach. He says one kohen cannot be mishtamish with another kohen. He says, what about if the kohen is a katan or a balmum? So again, he says, since I hold it's an issa deraisa, we should be stricter. He does take a little more of a lenient approach if the kohen is moichel on his kavod, particularly if he's moichel on his kavod because he's going to get paid for being moichel on his kavod. So the Ksav Sofer clearly says we have to be very careful with this rule with all types of kohen. The Paiskim say that if the kohen, as we just discussed, as the Ramah says, and we discussed it earlier, if the kohen is moichel on his kavod, we could be more lenient. What happens if somebody asks a kohen to do something on his behalf, and this person doesn't know that this individual whom he's asking to do something on his behalf is a kohen? He doesn't know that this individual is a kohen, and the person is ready to do what he was asked. He's moichel on his kavod. So the halacha is not only could be moichel on his kavod, as we just discussed, but moreover, the paiskim say, he doesn't have to notify the person who asked him to do something on his behalf that he is a kohen. And certainly, if the kohen on his own volunteers to do something on behalf of someone else, we could be more lenient. The Mishnah Berurah says, particularly if the kohen wants to do something on behalf of an Adam Choshev. So the Paiskim discuss that if what's the definition of an Adam Choshev? The definition of an Adam Choshev is a Talmud Chacham. Even if he's not the Rebbe of the Kohen, but if the person he's doing something on behalf is a Talmud Chacham, that's enough. But what happens, discussed the Paiskim, the Ksav Sofer, if the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham? So then the Ksav Sofer takes a more stricter approach. He says, if the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not as great of a Talmud Chacham as the person who he's doing something on behalf, then we have to be more careful, unless the person who's asking is a Talmud, is his Rebbe, or if he's a Talmud Chacham Muflig, he's a well-known great Talmud Chacham. The Yabi Oimer says this in the Yabi Oimer that I quoted earlier, Chel Gvav Simcha Beis. Any very great Talmud Chacham is considered like a Rebbe. Even if we're saying that under these circumstances we could ask a kohen to do something on our behalf. But says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Hey, Ulshtamish Behem Sheiris Bezuyos Bevada Yesh Lazoir. That means even in a case where the kohen is Meichel, then we still have to be strict, unless the Paiskim say the kohen is getting paid, as we spoke earlier, or the person that is doing something on behalf of, for him, is a very great individual. And the Sefer Nishmas Avram therefore says that a kohen, quotes of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that says a kohen can be a nurse, even though sometimes being a nurse involves bathing and washing the patient, it's not that geschmack. But if he's getting paid, then we could be more makel. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says maybe a kohen should not take such a profession because we have a concept of v'kidashtei. The Rivosh says that included in what we're discussing about respecting the kohen v'kidashtei is that we have to be particularly careful not to embarrass a kohen. And of course, by every individual, we have to be careful. But more so by the kohen, where the regular isurim apply, but also there's a concept of v'kidashtei. The Bir Halacha, and we use this teretz in our Gemara, says, V'gam yeshem etzadadim l'hokul b'koin ha-maritz. As we discussed earlier, by koin ha-maritz, perhaps one could be more lenient. However, says the Bir Halacha, M'kam ha-kam b'sheiris b'zuyois b'vadim nochon la'azor. We should be particularly careful not to let the koin do something which is particularly unpleasant. And therefore, the Paiskim say we should always think again and again about the mitzvah of kidashtoi when we're asking a kohen or having a kohen do something for us. The only time that I did see the Paiskim take a stronger position is if the kohen is a bal aveira, and particularly if the aveiras he's transgressing are aveiras that are related to his kahuna. If we see a kohen married someone whom a kohen may not marry, if we see a kohen became tamei lemeisin, which a kohen, as we know, may not do, so obviously this kohen is not taking his kahuna with the proper seriousness. There's no din of ikidashtei.